The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Juneteenth to everybody here live on Psychic View. Just wanted to let you know I'm pretty happy to see that certain things are starting to kick back in here in Vegas. I just got booked for a bachelorette party, so yay. So all is right with the world. So, hey, I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question for me?
God, I have so many. I got to pick one. I have a good friend of mine, and her daughter is having some problems, and they're having some problems. She wants to have her move in here, and I just can't, and I don't
nope.
know what to do
with
uh-uh. this situation.
Don't do it. No. And here's how you do it. You say this: I would love to be able to help you, but I'm fully invested in some things I'm doing for myself right now, and I can't have the added energy or obligation of another person in my life right now.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how she's going to take it and if it's going to blow
okay.
up our entire friendship.
Okay,
maybe that's
well,
what it
hold
is.
On. If she's truly somebody that cares about you, she's going to understand. Okay?
I totally
the other thing too
this.
Is her wait, okay. Her lack of planning or maybe even dare I say irresponsibility with who she's choosing
totally.
To spend time with is not your emergency.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? So I
no,
know
I totally
that there are
do.
Okay. So fabulous Laura. There are agencies out there, if you dial 211 and you say, I have a dear friend who's struggling, I am very concerned that she may be in an abusive relationship, and what resources can I provide to her so she can have her offspring be safe? Whichever way you want to view it, but I would absolutely tell her no. If you lose the friendship over it, she wasn't really your friend.
I know.
Do you see? So here's the thing. You're coming up right smack in the middle of the reading as do not be a giver here. All right? Now, if you want to do something like give her a couple $100 gift card to a grocery store, that's up to you. What I can do is I can give you a $100 gift card to a grocery store, but I can't have anyone move in here right now. I can't take responsibility for that.
Yeah.
The thing is again, if she dismisses you as a friend, if it turns out that she turns into kind of, you know, the B word, then you
yeah.
know that she wasn't really your friend.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, a friend's going to understand what a person can and cannot do, all right? But I'm looking at this very volatile man around her right now.
Yeah,
that is,
yeah.
I mean, he's got a bad temper. He might be addicted to drugs. There's some
yep.
energies going on here that is just absolutely wrong. And the last thing you want to do is have any focus from this very volatile, angry man beaming toward you in any way. So you
I
can
agree.
Just say it this way. I don't feel safe to help you. You could say it just like that. But then have resources to give her where she can then turn around and feel safe herself, because what I keep getting here for you is that this will blow things up for you between now and the end of August if you decide to do this. And I'm telling you, don't even do it. Don't even sip the Kool-Aid here. Just say, I'm sorry, I can't. And you don't even have to give her a reason. I'm sorry, I can't. I can't have that disruption in my life right now.
I know everything that you're saying is completely true. I feel bad. And so I'm going to be strong here and say no.
Again, the way to not feel bad is give her a couple of other resources to divert the attention away from you.
That's
and toward,
idea.
You know, like here in Vegas, you're not in Vegas, but here in Vegas,
no.
We have Shade Tree, we have Safe Nest, we have Help of Southern Nevada. We have all of these different resources that specifically help women get out of a situation where they're with a man that has lost control. This man has lost control.
Yeah. Well, it's her little boyfriend, and it's ridiculous. And I think we're going to be moving. That's what my other excuse is going to be. I think
we're
going to be moving.
You don't, you don't have to have an excuse. You could just simply say it's not good timing for me.
Yeah.
It's not good timing. I'm sorry. I can't help. But here's some thoughts I have for you. And you can say, I'll give you a $100 gift card to a grocery store, whatever it is. But all I'm trying to tell you is that you will invite the whack job boyfriend energy if you do this. That's where I'm worried. I mean, if he wasn't in the picture, I'd say, okay, maybe 10 days. But no, not at all. The thing is that I get this feeling almost of squatter's rights. That once that kid is in your house, you won't be able to get them out of your house.
I know. That's another thing. I agree. And her parents around, so I don't understand why she doesn't go live there. It's ridiculous. It really is.
See, all you have to do is say, I'm sorry, there's too much disruption in my house right now to be able to help you. You don't have
to
explain it. There's too much disruption in my own household to be able to help you. I really do think that you should move in with your parents, and I'll give you a $100 gift card to, Albertsons or whatever grocery store. Because the reason I'm telling you that is that you did something to help, but you know that you getting sucked in by being a giver yet again is going to turn around and slap you upside the head. And that's what makes this so dangerous. Is that you could end up being harmed in some way, and it won't be physically, it'll be emotionally. And I'm telling you, this person is the reason why she's got herself involved with such a bad man is because she doesn't think she deserves better.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal, I gotta let you go. You were my first
thank
caller,
so
I spent
thank
a
you,
little bit
you.
More time with you. So, all right, thanks.
No,
see you later.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Laura. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 323 area code. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Oh, this is Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria. What's your question?
It's on love. Since I have a job, I'm looking for romance now.
Okay. Oh, good. Well, we got that settled. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I do not want you to take on a fella that doesn't have his act together, all right? So what this is saying here is that, Maria, you are the queen of seeing the potential in people, all right? So you meet a nice fella, and he could be working at frickin', let's say Walmart. all right? Mm-hmm. But he's got big dreams that he wants to be, you know, a rock star or a musician or an actor, whatever it is. That's all great, but what I'm telling you is that you want a guy that's already where he wants to be, not the guy that is looking with what I call the someday syndrome. You know, someday mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, someday I'm going to do that, okay? Because you've been the support for a lot of men that have wanted to do big things, and then it ends up being your burden, okay? So the mm-hmm. reason I say that is that mm-hmm. you want to find a fella that's already where he needs to be and where he wants to go, okay? So mm-hmm. do I see love happening for you? Absolutely, okay? But we mm-hmm. can't repeat the past patterns.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Now, here's a really interesting card. Now, I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, and it's my mm-hmm. favorite deck on the planet. It's a deck that when I found it 18 years ago, I was looking through the deck and my whole body went goose flesh. So mm-hmm. when you resonate to a deck like that, that's the deck you're supposed to use, okay? So mm-hmm. a lot of people train on another deck, right? Well, this one is my deck. This is the one I use. So mm-hmm. the reason I bring that up, it's got an extra card in the deck. It's called The Master. Now, this mm-hmm. is going to be a very big thing I say to you, Maria.
Uh-huh.
You came in this lifetime to do some very heavy-duty spiritual work, all right? It literally
yeah.
says that the voice of spirit talks to you ever since you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't
yeah.
tell that to a lot of people. And the only
mm-hmm.
reason I'm bringing it up is because it's coming up so strongly in your cards. So what it's saying is that it's time for you to put an ear toward listening to that voice again, because you've been putting spirit on the back burner. And I'm telling you, it's mm-hmm. time to put spirit on the front burner so that it leads you to not only the love that you deserve in this lifetime, but the life and purpose you deserve. If I'd have gotten mm-hmm. hold of you right out of high school, gal pal, I would have told you to go into either psychology or nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of what you do is you help guide people to the light.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal. Thanks
yeah.
for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Much.
See you bye. Later. Okay. All right. Bye. And I've got somebody here from the 408 area code. Hello, 408. Who's this?
This is Craig. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Craig. What's your question for me today?
How do you see me financially in the next 6 months?
So here's the interesting thing. You have a card here that in traditional tarot is called The World, right? It is the best card that you can get in any tarot deck, right? My deck, it's called Completion. In every other tarot deck, it's called The World. It is the most successful deck. Now, the way to financial abundance with you boils down to one word. Are you ready for that? What that is?
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Discipline. Because what I'm getting here is that you have this card of, like, I would say that you'd be an amazing day trader on the stock market. If you put in, say, $1,000 into an online trading account and just started playing around with penny stocks, I think you'd be awesome at it. The reason I say that is that you operate on all levels, not only intuitively and intellectually, but there's this this gut feeling that you have about what's going to work and trends. So you're very good at identifying patterns. So intuitive, patterns, and intellectual. Matter of fact, that's how you fall in love too, Craig, is that it's nice that someone's attractive, but they have to be smart enough for you first. Because your idea of hell has nothing to do with not being able to have sex anymore. Your idea of hell has to do with not being able to talk to the person across the table from you. So, but I'm just, that's a little aside. So what it's saying here is that you actually like jobs and opportunities that are stressful. And the more, and if you're the disciplined person in the room, what it's saying here is that everything starts to happen for you if you just stay disciplined. It's like I don't even care if you were a gambler, as long as you were disciplined about it. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Matter of fact, one of the things that you might actually become quite good at would be like live card games like Texas Hold'em, because you have this analytical and intuitive way of dealing with things that is just freaking amazing. And all you have to do is add the one element, discipline. So I'm going to give you a suggestion for the discipline, which would be, it's called the Magic 10. I didn't make this up, but it's someone told me about it years ago, and you find that it actually does work. The Magic 10 is where you take 10% of all the monies that come to you and you stash it. I don't care if it's in a coffee can, I don't care if it's under your mattress, but you stash it, right? What happens is that you absolutely do not touch it for a certain period of time, say 10 months. And at the end of 10 months, you have this chunk of money that, because you were disciplined enough to stash away 10%, it built up for you. But what I'm getting here for you is that you're smart enough to figure out the financial thing. I would just concentrate on one thing at a time and stay disciplined. Hope that helps, Craig.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702. Are you there? All right, put you back on hold. I'm going to go to someone else with 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, yes, good morning. Oh, this is Mariana. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Mariana. What's your question?
All right. So, yes, the question is about love, to see how it's going to be love for me. I've been struggling. I went out with this guy on a dating app. I met him. And it was nice, but he never called me back. So
here's the really weird thing about the dating apps. And first of all, I'm not a fan. So I'm just going to tell you right from the start, not a fan of dating apps.
Yes.
The reason I'm not a fan of dating apps is it almost reminds me of a strip show. All right. And I'm talking like, you know, professional dancers that are on stage and taunting men. All right. And that the man can, like, just decide or dismiss you very quickly, all right, without really getting to know how amazing you are, okay? And so it seems very it's very visual. It's not, you know, they don't really read your description until after they take a look at you. So it attracts a certain kind of man to the dating apps. And some of them are not even legitimately available. So that bugs me too. All right. So having said all of that, I think the best way for you to meet somebody would be to volunteer on your day off at something that helps somebody or something else. For example, if you were to decide every Saturday that you're going to go down to the Salvation Army and help feed the homeless, right? The cool thing about that is that you're not necessarily going to meet the homeless person as a potential partner, but you will meet other volunteers that will become friends that turn out to be possible potential partners because everybody is working toward the same goal. For example, if you were a Democrat, I would highly recommend that you volunteer for the Democratic Party and get to know some of the other people that are passionate about some of the changes that they want to see in the next election. Okay, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that anything you can do, since now the job's yay, your job's fine, do something that improves your job skill in some way. So one of my favorite things to recommend to people would be to sign up for Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit organization, and there's probably 50 groups in Vegas, where you sign up and you learn how to speak publicly. The biggest advantage to that is you have a lot of people that are nervous about getting up in front of groups of people, right? But then you meet other professionals that are 90% of them are working. So when you meet some nice fella through there, you can be pretty much assured that they're working, all right? So it's saying that anything you can do that connects you with a group of people toward another goal of whatever that is. And I don't even care if it's a freaking bowling league. But what it's saying is the way you're going to meet this man is through participating in something that helps something else. So whether that's helping you learn how to do Excel, for example. So you take an Excel class locally, or mm-hmm. you decide to take some sort of class that would benefit you. By the way, what line of work are you in right now?
I work from home. So I don't go
I'm sorry,
out at
you,
all.
You do what?
I work from home. It's customer service.
Okay, cool. So here's
Travel.
The thing. Let's say you decided to become certified in certain things, like CPR or first aid. Well, in Henderson is where the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is located, right? So you can
mm-hmm.
call up or go online and find out when their classes are. Now, some of the classes are free. Some of them are very low cost. But you decide to go on your day off or in the evenings or whenever they're offering the classes, and you take CPR and you take first aid. And what happens is you meet all these other mostly men that have to get OSHA certified for whatever they're doing, whether it's, you know, asbestos safety or water safety or electricity or whatever it is. And you might decide as a part-time thing to take these classes and get certified as a safety person. So then maybe your next job might be connected with safety because you took the extra time to learn these classes. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
But then it puts you in the path of men with it improving you in some way. So it's not you showing up at some nightclub wearing a Hoochie Mama dress. It's about you basically deciding to participate in something that betters yourself in some way, and that the benefit, the peripheral benefit of it, is you get to meet a fella. But you have the happy marriage card right smack in the middle of your reading. So this guy was to show you what you want and what you don't want in a fella. So you met him, you liked some qualities about him, but you know what? If he ghosted you afterwards, not the right dude anyway, he did you a favor. See what I mean?
Yeah, because he was texting me for a week. We met up, and then he stopped texting me. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess he didn't like me.
Here's the thing, is that, again, the way these apps are designed, these dating apps,
mm-hmm.
is it's, and I hate to say it this way, but I've had so many people call me after having negative experiences on dating apps, is they're looking for a hookup. They're looking for a booty call.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you're,
yes.
Mariana, you are way better than that. All right,
Thank
gal pal.
You, yes.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a
See
wonderful
later.
Weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. All right, you guys. I'll be live again next Friday. Looking forward to talking with you again then.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.